KD Country 94 weather.
American Diesel, a division of American Ag and Auto, Glen Elder. They can take care of all your truck and trailer repair needs, pickup or semi, with platinum overhauls or small repairs on all models, including Cat Cummins, Detroit, PACCAR, and MaxForce. Most common clutches are in stock, and they have a 24-hour guarantee on install. They also offer performance tuning on all makes and models and have OEM software capability on all models, including PACCAR. They can service and repair your AC systems. All of this with bumper-to-bumper service and more. American Diesel, a division of American Ag and Auto, just off Highway 24, Glen Elder.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Ample sunshine expected this afternoon with a high of 91. Winds out of the southeast, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 59 tonight. High temperatures reach up to 89. Tomorrow, mainly clear skies. Chance for scattered storms Sunday. Chance for scattered showers on Monday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 80.
Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit is your one-stop destination for all your buying and selling needs. Whether you're a seasoned buyer or a first-time seller, they have you covered. Their expert team will guide you through the process, ensuring maximum exposure and top dollar for your asset. In the market to buy, their list of properties has something for everyone. But that's not all. Hanson Auction Realty specializes in estate sales, farm equipment, antiques, and more. Call Hanson Auction Realty 738-8932 or browse their website, hansonauctionrealty.com, to see upcoming auctions and available properties. The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
Kansas Governor Laura Kelly announced that over $18 million in state grants have been awarded to provide services for adult and child crime survivors. Governor Kelly and the bipartisan legislature increased the state grant funds to sustain Kansas programs that experienced a 40% decrease in funding from the Federal Victims of Crime Act Victim Assistance Grant Program. The services that Children's Advocacy Centers, court-appointed advocates, and domestic violence and sexual assault programs provide are an essential part of survivors getting the justice they deserve, Governor Kelly said. These grants ensure communities across Kansas have the resources and services needed to assist crime victims in their time of need. The funding comes from state general funds and will go towards counseling, shelters, a statewide language-accessible crisis line, safety planning, advocacy for sexual and domestic violence survivors, and training for community-based direct service providers. Domestic violence and sexual assault programs provide shelter, advocacy, and safety planning for people who experience domestic violence or sexual assault. And these programs also provide services and vital safety-related information to those who call the statewide language-accessible crisis line. Children's Advocacy Centers are child-focused programs that operate within Kansas communities to coordinate a multidisciplinary response to child abuse cases. Funds are used to hire and train staff to conduct child-sensitive forensic interviews of sexual and physical abuse victims and to provide advocacy services for victims and non-offending caregivers. And one of those grant awards went to North Central Kansas CASA in Cloud County in the amount of $46,523. That full story posted KDCountry94.com. Have the following job opening to pass along to you. Agmark LLC is accepting applications for a customer service grain accounting position in their Beloit office. This is a full-time position focused on providing quality service to their customers through answering phones, greeting customers, and processing grain purchase payments, all while being professional, friendly, and ensuring customer satisfaction. This position also maintains a variety of reports and files and assists in various other administrative office duties. A successful candidate should have customer relations skills and enjoy people, organizational skills and attention to detail, excellent communication skills, proficient computer skills with knowledge of Microsoft Office, positive attitude and ability to work with a diverse group of people in a team setting, be flexible and adaptable, problem-solving skills, minimum 2 years office experience and or post-high school education. They are a profitable company offering an excellent benefit package, including competitive wages, 401k, co-op retirement, health and dental insurance, PTO, and more. They're an equal opportunity employer. Applications will be taken until position is filled. To apply, contact Julie at 738-0763, or you can mail Agmark LLC, attention Julie, P.O. Box 568, Beloit, Kansas 67420. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 6 in Independence and Beloit and their satellite locations in Concordia, Osborne, Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. Sylvan Lucas having an after-prom fundraiser here this evening. It will be at the high school in football grounds near the concession stand. The meal will be at 5 p.m. Free will donation, pulled pork sandwiches, baked beans, homemade potato salad at the Sylvan Lucas after prom fundraiser tonight, beginning at 5 o'clock. You want to swing dance? There will be swing dance lessons and classes Wednesday nights in September from 7 to 8 p.m. at the Beloit City Municipal Building. Cost is $10 per couple. If interested, contact Terry at 427-6507. And the Downs Golf Club's having a two-ladies scramble Sunday, September the 10th. This Sunday, 9 a.m. shotgun start. The Downs Golf Club there in Downs. And $60 per team includes lunch, pin prizes, mulligans, and skins. To register, contact Mandy at 545-6269. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
Detroit 21, Kansas City 20. Only the second loss in the opening week of the season for the Kansas City Chiefs in the Andy Reid era.
We have more on the Chiefs season opening loss coming up in this sportscast. We'll also look at local sports, some results from the area on Thursday. I'll look at the football schedule for tonight. KU plays football tonight as well. K-State and other college football over the weekend. Royals are back in action, and the U.S. Open Women's Championship is set. It's all coming up in this sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. On cross country on Thursday, the Heston Invitational senior boys race, Lance Lendina Beloit took first place at 12:02.90 was his time, and a ninth place finish for Brogan Mania Beloit in the sophomore boys race. You can find the full results at ncksports.com. Tonight, week two of the high school football season, we'll begin our coverage of the Football Express presented by Cunningham Telephone and Cable at 5:40, previewing the area matchups. Games of the week on KD Country 94, Rock Hills at Thunder Ridge, Z96.3 The Lake, and the Beloit Trojan Channel. Beloit is at Southeast of Salina. We'll conclude the local high school football scoreboard show at 10:05, brought to you by State Farm Insurance in Beloit and Osborne. Other games in the immediate area tonight in the MPL: Lakeside hosting Reno County Homeschool, Osborne at home against Stockton, St. John's Tipton is at Sylvan Lucas, Pike Valley travels to Lincoln, and Southern Cloud welcomes Burton in the MCL, Norton at Smith Center, and the NCKL Concordia travels to Abilene. Full schedules at ncksports.com. Again on KD Country 94, kdcountry94.com, 1-0 Rock Hills at 0-1 Thunder Ridge. Both teams bring a physical running style. Rock Hills coach Wyatt Flynn on trying to slow down the Thunder Ridge power run game.
Hitting them low, tackle them low. We did a good job last week of flying around the football and gang tackling, and kind of what we expect to do this week. If we can fly around and get six hats to a ball, I think it'll work out well.
On the Thunder Ridge sideline, Joel Struckoff also expects a physical game.
Just a big physical team that's going to try to plow out small yardage against you and then try to hit you with a home run every once in a while with their speed guy. And those teams are really hard to defend. Last year, you know, they had some good sustained drives on us last year. So I think that's just the deal where we have to play really extremely disciplined football and just make the right decisions all the time.
Pregame for Rock Hills at Thunder Ridge, 6:30 tonight, kickoff at 7 o'clock. Myself and Todd Clover call the action on Z96.3 The Lake and NCCastSports.com with the Beloit Trojan Channel. The 0-1 Trojans take on the 1-0 Southeast of Saline Trojans in an NCAA rivalry battle. Beloit coach Brad Gober knows Southeast Saline has lost some skill from last season, but Mitch Gephardt's teams are always solid.
They're not as big as they've been in the past, we'll put it that way. You know, they still got some guys that have some speed. They don't have the burners they've had. You know, they were blessed with years of Pogue and Murray and his sons, where they were the fastest players in the field against anything they played. And so they don't have necessarily that, but they still have good overall team speed.
Gebhardt also offered his thoughts on Beloit.
You got to be prepared with everything that they do, because they're going to come at you and they're going to go hard. And their kids always play hard. It's always a hard-fought football game when we play Beloit. You know, our kids look forward to it, and I'm sure theirs do also.
Beloit and Southeast kickoff at 7, pregame at 6:30 tonight. Wade Gerstner calls the action from Rural Gypsum. As heard at the beginning of this sportscast, the Chiefs opened their season Thursday night with a 21-20 loss to the Lions at Arrowhead Stadium. Lions led 7-0 after the first, but the Chiefs got touchdown passes from Patrick Mahomes to Rashee Rice, the rookie, and Blake Bell to take a 14-7 lead at half. In the third, a drop by Kadarius Toney was intercepted and returned for a touchdown by Brian Branch to tie the game at 14. A couple field goals from Harrison Bunker made it 20-14 Chiefs, but a David Montgomery touchdown with 7:06 remaining put Detroit up 21-20. Chiefs missed some opportunities on third and one. They had two key penalties. Their final drive kept them from converting a first down, while the Lions were able to drain the clock away on their final drive without Travis Kelce. In the lineup, the Chiefs dealt with drops. Mahomes finished 21 of 39, 226 yards. Chiefs coach Andy Reid on the drops from the receivers.
No excuses at all. They got us on the tip ball. So, I mean, listen, it's unusual for the guys that drop the ball to drop the ball. That's not what I've seen from them, and I wouldn't expect them to do that.
For more on the game, you can visit Chiefs.com and listen to Friday's Sports Ticket. Moving to college football tonight, Kansas has their second straight Friday night contest. They host Illinois. Both teams enter the game 1-0. KU coach Lance Leipold expects a challenge from the Illini.
Extremely physical. Defensive is highly impressive. They lost some guys in the NFL, but they're still well-coached, physical defense. This will be a big challenge for us.
For more on the matchup, visit KUAthletics.com. Kickoff at 6:30 on ESPN2. K-State's at home Saturday morning hosting Troy. Both teams 1-0. Troy's won 12 straight games coming into Manhattan. K-State coach Chris Klieman on their success.
They won a number of close games last year. So when you get into a fourth quarter game with these guys are going to really believe that they can win because they've done it before. When they have a veteran quarterback that's played a ton of football, so the moment's not going to be too big for him.
And for more on that matchup, visit KStateSports.com. Kickoff set for 11 a.m. on FS1 on Saturday. Also noted, 11 o'clock on Saturday on Fox, number 22 Colorado hosts Nebraska and Boulder. Other top games of the Big 12 feature member number 12 Utah, Baylor at 11. Iowa State hosts Iowa at 2:30. Number 11 Texas at number 3 Alabama at 6. The same time Texas Tech hosting number 13 Oregon. And at 9:30, another feature conference matchup as Oklahoma State travels to Arizona State. The full conference schedule is at Big12Sports.com. In baseball, after having Thursday night off, the Royals are back on the field tonight against the Blue Jays at 6:07. KC 44-97 on the season, while Toronto's 77-63, holding on to the second wild card spot by a half a game in the American League. Finally, in sports and tennis, the U.S. women's final is set despite a 49-minute interruption by environmental activists, including one who glued his feet to the concrete stands. Coco Gauff got a straight set win over Carolina Mukova to advance to her first ever U.S. Open final. Her opponent will be Aryna Sabalenka, who, despite losing a 6-0 first set to 17th-seeded Madison Keys, went on to win two straight tiebreakers to advance to the final. The men's semis take place today at Flushing Meadows. Novak Djokovic facing unseeded American Ben Shelton at 2, while Carlos Alcaraz and Daniil Medvedev play in the nightcap at 6. Full results at usopen.org.